Okay. We're not going to play the theme song yet. I want to set it up. This will be the first time that Amy has heard the new theme song from the last time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
It's the short list with Jake and Amy.
Still that nasally part. Why do you leave that in?
Because it announced, we can redo it, but it announces our podcast name.
I like it. I do have have a critique though.
Go ahead.
It's too much music without words. Like if I were just listening to that, I'd be like, oh when is this going to start? Or click the wrong thing?
Yeah. What if we had you going like we sampled your voice and it was like, that'd be cool. I think we're going to do that.
Why are we doing that since you just did it?
Good point. Just sample me, baby.
Wow, this podcast is all over the weekdays now.
Yeah, that's okay though.
Holy cow, do I sound too loud?
Nope.
Okay. Typically we do a Sunday night podcast and here we are on home day.
Golly. I was sure we were going to just resort to doing it like every other week or something.
You know, it's just hard. Like we're busy people and sometimes Sunday rolls around and I just don't have the energy and I don't want to just do it to do it.
Yeah, I agree. Know? Sunday is like has turned into not as ideal of a day.
Well, I mean, I think it's fine sometimes. Other times it's not. So here we are Wednesday.
Anyway, just working through our stuff on the podcast.
Oh, my Sarah girl.
Well, we had quite a weekend, I would say.
Yes, we did.
And it's been nice to just be home for the last couple of nights. But before I get into that, do you have anything about the weekend that you want to talk about?
Hold on, she's just licking my hand. The dog. My favorite dog on the planet. Oh my gosh. Well, this past weekend, we did have a busy weekend. So Jake had another wedding that he played at, and I went to Rhode Island to celebrate my birthday a little bit early with my sister and brother-in-law and nephews and niece. And I went to the zoo.
Which zoo?
It's called the Capron Park Zoo. That's actually in Attleboro. But anyway, so we went there. That was so great and got to see my little kiddos. And
there was some good ants. They had it was a good zoo, it seemed like, too.
So this is the thing. I don't like zoos, for sure, because it makes me feel bad. There's these animals in captivity. However, for being a zoo, the animals appeared extremely well cared for. It was very clean. They looked really well fed and overall, just, I don't know, they looked healthy and happy. And
it's good.
As happy, I guess, as you could be in captivity. But
sure.
There was a real lion roaring.
I don't think I've ever seen
that. The Leo in me was like, oh. Actually, I was having so much fun, I kept leaving the kids behind. Sam was getting stressed out. She's like, okay, let's stay on the path. I'm like, Sam.
Come on.
I'm 29 again. I can do what I want. But yes, we did that, and I had a great dinner with Sam and Adam in Providence, which was amazing. We went to this great place called Red Stripe. So they treated me to that, which was
nice. Did they serve Red Stripe beer?
I knew you were going to ask that.
I didn't know that was the name of it.
Yeah. Wow. I have no idea. I had a martini. Shocker.
Have you ever had Red Stripe?
No, I don't think so.
Mm. It's kind of interesting.
Is that an Australian beer?
It is Jamaican.
Oh, just kidding. Way off. Yep. And then Sunday we had a friend get together that you kind of put together for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of, you said 29 you were 29 again. But
for
actually,
4 years.
Monday was your birthday and you turned 33 years old.
Honey, I'm 29 again.
And on Sunday we had a get together with your friends that which I completely understand anxiety around get-togethers because it can be just so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really stressful when you think about our wedding, trying to get around to see everybody and it takes the whole night and you feel like you don't get enough time with any one person. So we had kind of leading up to it, it had been a little bit stressful as far as just thinking about, a get-together with a bunch of people, but it just ended up being
great.
Well,
for me, I just always want to make sure everyone is having fun and blah, blah, blah. I'm a control freak. But no, it was wonderful. We went to Bayside Bowl and had a little, you know, get together up on the rooftop bar, and it was beautiful. And
the coolest rooftop bar in the city, for sure.
Yeah, it was super fun. So, yeah, we did that. And Monday was my birthday. That's been my week. How was your gig this weekend?
Oh, gosh. You know. This is terrible.
But do I?
So, here, I called my friend Jay yesterday, and I was catching him up with him, and I've played music with Jay for a long time. We've done a lot of gigs in a lot of different places, but I was like, dude, just be so thankful that you can play in Idaho where you don't have to deal with fairies. He was like, what do you mean? And we had this, so I had this gig this weekend on an island, Vinyl Haven Island, and which is about an hour and a half ferry ride from the city of Rockland, which is a good hour and a half drive from where we live. So I had driven up. We knew we had to get there really early for this ferry, and in order to catch the right one, otherwise we were kind of screwed. So
right, because these ferries, it's as you said, it's an hour and a half from the coast just to get to the island.
Right,
and if you miss one,
you just have to wait. Right. Yeah, you have to wait for the next one. And they have two ferries running constantly, but they basically are, you know, it's an hour and a half between every ferry ride. So, anyway, so we get kind of situated with everybody. We loaded all of the gear. So we're talking about an entire sound system, drums, guitar, two guitars, bass, keyboards. I think that was pretty much the bulk of it. Into two tiny little, I forget what they were, Nissans or something? Like these little tiny like hatchback cars. And so we get it all loaded up and like jam-packed in these two cars, and four of us get on the ferry individually, and we're waiting to see the cars come in. Long story short, the cars didn't fit. They missed it. We just watched the bridge, you know, the loading bridge come up, and we just like waved like, oh no, bye. Anyway, the long story short is that they sent a lobster boat from Vinyl Haven, like jetting across the ocean to catch them in time to load up that lobster boat with all this gear and then drive back. And meanwhile, we had zero cell phone service.
Right? Yeah,
there's nothing we could do. We had no cell phone service, so we couldn't even call them to check in on where they were. They just showed up like right behind where we're supposed to play.
And like a logical woman that I am, just because I didn't hear from my husband all day, I thought he was dead.
She thought the ferry had gone down.
I was Googling the weddings on Vinyl Haven for that day. Yeah, not lying.
I was very out of touch, unfortunately. So I mean, even when your plane is like 15 minutes late, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. So, well, I'm sorry. It wasn't as smooth sailing.
Yeah, it was rough.
Seas.
It was a rough weekend, but I mean, really nice people. The band. It was great. We all kind of went through it together. So
Yeah,
you make friends easy that way.
What a weekend! So yeah, needless to say, we both were tired, and it's been nice to kind of veg out the past couple nights.
Yeah,
yeah.
Finish up some shows we'd been lagging on.
And oh yeah, and we're gearing up because this weekend, like, we don't have enough on our plates.
Oh yeah,
is our anniversary, so we're going camping.
You timed that real well. That you get, like,
I did it on
presents,
purpose.
You know, one week after the other. Golly,
whatevs.
But we're doing our yearly camping trip.
Yep, where are we going?
We are going to Wolf's Neck.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah. I have camped on the ocean, but I think this might be like the closest to the waves that I've ever camped. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm a little nervous. I feel like I'm shouting. Is this not too loud?
No, you're fine.
I'm a little nervous. It's going to get a little cold at night.
Yeah, but that's more fun. Like, no, I mean, I said that last time.
You like cuddling. I don't.
It's not so much that I like cuddling.
Yes, you do.
I do. But it's that I like using, I like, because my sleeping bag is rated to a certain temperature. I like pushing the limits, you know, and using it.
I say to Jake, do we have enough coffee? We're going to have to grind it here ahead of time. He's like, we can use the hand grinder. I'm like, not necessary.
We don't need to do that.
We're going for two nights. I'll just buy ground coffee.
Yeah, I just like using stuff.
I know you do. But yeah, so that will be really fun. And then we're going to head to Boston on Sunday. Like, again, also, like, we don't have enough to do.
Exactly.
And spend our anniversary down there. So
I'm going to go ahead and preemptively say we're not going to record the podcast on Sunday.
Yep. That's for certain.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I just have to say, Samantha just texted me.
Yeah.
She said that Phoebe keeps thinking you are Prince Harry. They're in the grocery store and she sees, hey, does that mean I'm Meghan Markle? Because I'll take it.
Phoebe and my grandmother both think that I look like Prince Harry.
So does your mom, actually.
My mom does?
Yeah.
Oh.
She thinks that and Hugh Grant. I see Hugh Grant way more. Yeah,
the Hugh Grant thing every now and again. Sometimes it's like, you know when you see yourself from the side?
Yeah.
And it like looks totally different. That's when I see the Hugh Grant thing.
I see Hugh Grant when you're clean shaven.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you're wearing your glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who's your celebrity crush?
My celebrity crush?
Don't get nervous. I know you have an answer.
Of course. Yeah, I had to think about it.
No, you didn't.
It took me a second. It was Sarah Bareilles, obviously.
Oh, our dog's namesake.
Yeah. What did you think it was?
Really? That's your crush?
Yeah.
She's beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
Who do you think it was?
Well, Brittany Snow, obviously, because you were on TRL fighting for her love back in the day. He literally was. I think we've talked about this.
That's true.
Really? You don't have another one that you kind of have a crush on?
I probably do. I just can't think of it, which, you know what I mean? Which
like bologna fried with mustard.
Oh my gosh.
Mm, that sounds good.
That does sound good. I'm trying to think. I think that's it.
Well, since we're talking about people we are in love with, mm-hmm. you know, have crushes on, and our anniversary weekend, let's talk about writing our vows again. Because, so Jake and I, when we got married 2 years ago, we wrote our own vows, and we had these cool booklets made up custom, and we wrote our vows again last year, and we're doing that again this year, and every year after, until the book is full.
I kind of forgot that we wrote our own vows again last year.
Yeah, you better get on it because I've already started.
Yeah, and see, now I'm worried I'm going to repeat myself.
Procrastinate. Well, you can look back.
Are they in the vow books? Did we do them last year in the vow books?
Oh my God, people.
I don't know why I can't remember this. Oh, that's right. I'm remembering now because we were at that hotel in Camden. Got it. It's coming back. Wow. Bad husband of the year.
The other night, I'm just thinking, I'm like, will you make me a cup of tea? He's like, yeah, sure. He gets the water all heated up, just sits on the couch eating his freeze pops. And I make my own cup of tea. I sit down. He's like, oh, man.
Was like, I realized that I had screwed up. And there was like, yep, there's nothing I can do about that anymore.
It's not a big deal. Oh, that's funny.
So funny. I do that a lot.
Well, this year, this is how exciting we are, folks. So every year, you know, there's, I guess, a category, if you will, that you're supposed to buy a gift in. Yeah. So like the first year's paper and we're like, yeah, that's concert tickets, which I'm not mad about. I thought that was a good use of our gift.
I mean, I agree, but that's also one of my favorite bands.
I had a blast.
Good. It was just hot in there.
It was so hot. Who did we see? Punch Brothers.
Not the. They go by Punch Brothers. But it's at the State Theater. Yeah, they just go by Punch Brothers, I guess.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But yeah, the State Theater doesn't have air conditioning. And that was a rough night.
It was warm. And this year, 2 years into marriage, is supposed to be cotton. So we bought new bedding because we're old.
But we did make sure that it was cotton. We chose between polyester and cotton.
Oh, I can't sleep on polyester. That weirds me out.
I can't even tell you what it feels like.
Weirds me out, bub.
Yeah, bub.
Yeah. Look at us. 2 years in. Still learning new things about each other.
I'm remembering now, though, about, you know, the anxiety. I mentioned before the anxiety of, like, trying to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
Like at your birthday party or whatever. Our wedding was like my first real insight into that in you, because you just didn't sit down for like most of our wedding.
I don't think most people on their wedding sit down.
Right.
I specifically
tried to. But you and I kept trying to, I remember trying to get you to eat and you're like, just a couple more people,
Well, I made sure to eat though.
No, you did.
Yeah.
You did. That was like the first time we had really had any kind of a party for us or for... Hmm. You know what I mean? So I hadn't really seen that in the past. So anyway, just...
Meanwhile, you just want to sit down and eat your
pretty much. We pay for this.
Screw these people.
I want to taste his chicken.
We're actually getting ready for two upcoming weddings. Not ours. Kate and Woody are getting married September 6th.
Two Kates.
What?
Both of them have a Kate.
Oh, that's true. Mike and Katie getting married in October. In San Diego. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is.
If anyone has recommendations about where to get a really cute, affordable dress, I want olive green. Just pointing that out there.
Here we go.
Yeah.
TJ, there's, oh, you know where we could go? That haberdashery place.
Ooh, I do like that place. Like a consignment shop, secondhand. Yeah.
I was just trying to think of it because I know you like consignment shops so much.
That's a good idea, honey. I'll have to check that out.
Just working it out on the podcast.
Working it out. So tonight, totally switching gears, we go to Hannaford to get our items for our camping trip. And I love self-checkouts. Like, it's my jam. And Jake kind of hates it because I want to put everything in the bag.
Hannaford is like Albertsons for those on the West Coast.
Okay. Yeah, fair. But, you know, I'm doing the little touch screen and it's like, and I'm hitting the PLUs. That's the numbers, just so you know, on the produce. And Jake's like, every time you touch the screen, you fully retract your finger back. How would you describe that?
It's almost like you're sending a spell. And then like you point at it and then you pull it all the way back and like close your fist.
Okay. But I laughed because he's not wrong. But that's such a waitressing thing.
The using the screen like Aloha, that like
yeah, POS like any POS system I've used, that's what you do. Cause you're just like going so fast. You're like, you're tap, pull, tap, pull, tap, pull. But I just thought it was hilarious that you noticed it. But you don't do that.
No.
Cause you've never been a waitress. Why do we have fruit flies everywhere?
This is the way that I make fun of my mom for the way that she is on her phone. Is because instead of retracting all the way back, she'll take her hand and like almost like spread her fingers out all the way.
She rests her palm.
And then she'll just like put her index finger a little bit forward and she'll move her whole hand like every time she hits something. So it's like,
yeah.
And then she kind of pulls away really fast, like, you know, similarly, but without retracting her finger.
Yeah.
So she's like, dink, dink, dink.
You are so mean about your mom on her phone, but it's hilarious.
It's just very funny. And I'm sure she'll listen to this. And I love you, Mom. You're amazing. It's just funny.
I kind of equate my retracting to you eating Cheetos.
Okay. And like holding my hands up. Yeah.
Jake will eat with one hand and save those cheesy little grubby fingers until the end. Like literally, you know, we all have five fingers, or not we all, but most people. And Jake will have two that are just caked with cheese dust. And he'll use the other three to like close something up or and he leaves those two just hanging there.
I don't want to get Cheeto dust on like, you know, other stuff.
That's
I
want to eat. No, that's not what it is. Exactly. It's that you don't want to lose the Cheeto dust.
Both. I don't want to lose it so that I can't eat it. Anyway.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I do get really particular. Like if my hands feel greasy or like dirty, it bothers the heck out of me.
Like what?
Like if I feel like they have dirt on them, not like in a germaphobe way. Like if I feel like there's something covering my hands, I don't like it.
But you don't like it because of just how it feels. Yes. It's not that you think there's gross things on your hands.
No, it's just because I don't like the way it feels. And I think a part of it is like, there've been times where like my left hand was really sticky and then I tried to play guitar and it was like, oh no.
I don't even want to know.
PTSD from that. Well, from like candy or like, you know, or even like sometimes when you spill beer on your hand and it gets sticky, you know, when you're cheersing someone at a sporting event really hard.
I think you should carry wet naps.
You're right. No, I did. I do that. When last time we were at Famous Dave's, I stole a couple of the towelettes and I keep them in my car.
Jake is so proud of himself.
It's innovative.
You just did the hand.
Sure did.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
You got a, who else were we talking? Oh, I was talking to, there's one of the other singers in one of the bands that I've played for. She would still like go into these nicer weddings where they have the, like the bathrooms that have like the
care
packages.
She did not take stuff.
She would take the little flossing like sticks. She'd like take a couple packs of that.
I'm looking at you, Sarah Whitmore.
Oh.
She always would steal the good stuff. Don't invite Sarah to your wedding. I'm just kidding. All our friends are married, so joke's on you guys.
That's true.
Yeah, so that's pretty much my life lately.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Feeling good.
What are you going to make for camping? What's your dinner? Tell me what you're making on Friday.
You just winked at me. Did
no,
you
I
just?
Didn't.
Yeah,
I,
you did.
I'm
that
literally
was weird.
Trying to stay awake.
What am I making? Hold on. Oh yeah, we're doing basically tacos in a bag.
Tell me about it.
So it's we're going to do taco flavored ground turkey.
Yummy.
And we're going to do a little bit of tomato, a little bit of onion, some cheese.
Ooh, boy.
And you just put it in a bag of Fritos.
Hey, I'm all about that.
Something I learned in old Minnesota.
I'm going to Minnesota soon, actually.
Yeah, you are. You should ask people, like the taco.
Is that a thing?
That's where I heard of it.
Oh, interesting. I'm going for a conference, guys.
It was like a big church event, you know.
But that's a thing they do there.
Yeah, like especially for, it's almost like a pasta feed, like because you can make a lot of it.
Yeah, totally.
So like for a lot of sporting teams, like, you know, like when the Booster Club makes the pot, like what would be normally a pasta feed or spaghetti feed for the cross country team instead.
You don't just call it a pasta dinner.
Oh, we call it a spaghetti feed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
In high school, we'd have that, you know, before the big game or something, but it's a pasta dinner.
Yeah, that's so...
A spaghetti feed.
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
Here,
like,
let me just feed you. Instead of a pasta dinner. You're laughing at pasta dinner.
No, I'm not laughing at pasta. That's the way more proper way to say it. It's like they put it in a trough and just send everybody at it.
That's really what you called it, though?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep, for the football games, for basketball games, especially for cross-country races. For sure.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, kind of speaking of school, also all over the place, but I kind of found an old friend the other day.
Okay.
Not kind of, I did. The short of it is there was a boy that I was friends with in, you know, fifth, sixth grade-ish that was living in Greene near me at the time. And, you know, for anyone that's not from the area, Greene, Leeds, and Turner are three separate towns, and we combined to do one class. So that tells you how small we are. But anyway, yeah, I was looking through my old Greene Central School yearbook and came across Mike. His name's Mike. And I had, you know, over the years, I've always just kind of thought about him, like, where is he? What is he doing? Like, because truly, he just kind of disappeared one night. That sounds really weird, but it's the truth. True. And needless to say, I tracked him down and connected with him. And I don't want to share too much of his story, but, you know, just had a little bit of a difficult life and has really done remarkably for himself and has a family. And yeah, I think we're going to try to meet up.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool when that, you know, when you can actually get like those things that you wonder about every now and again, actually A, get answers, and B, you know.
Yeah, it's just pretty amazing. Like, you know, to be 29 again. I'm just kidding. But seriously, like you, I'm sure you feel the same way. You had friends from different times in your life, or you live somewhere different. And yeah, it's just kind of neat when you reconnect all those years later and see how much has changed or what hasn't changed. And
right.
Yeah, I know that's really vague, but needless to say, I'm just really excited about that.
I remember looking up a like early elementary school friend that just kind of disappeared. Like they moved a town over, but I never saw him again, really, to my own
knowledge.
Yeah. And I looked him up on Facebook a while ago. I didn't add him as a friend, I don't think, but I just like, it was just interesting to check in and like, oh, wow. Yep. They are still alive, you know, and they didn't.
You never connected?
No. Uh-uh.
Why not?
I don't even think I sincerely don't know if he would remember me.
Isn't that funny? I have like a couple girls from my classes when I was younger that I remember. And same thing. I have no idea what happened to them. But I don't know if they'd remember me either. But you never know.
Yeah, it's weird.
They might.
But anyway. Maybe I'll just add him, see what happens.
You should. I'm curious.
Everyone.
Is he still on the West Coast?
Yeah, he's still in Redmond, which is right next to Bend, which I'm pretty sure is where they moved.
It's where all the Dateline episodes happen.
Well, no, but it was like we were the very, like, you know what? Like, I feel like in elementary school, you just declare best friend. They are. And that just is who it is, you know?
Yeah.
Happened a couple times.
Interesting. You should just reach out.
Yeah, I'm going to. I like had forgotten his last name. That's
how long it had been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. Well, what else do you got? Anything else to chat about?
Nothing really. I wrote down that I'm bad at drinking water lately. That's not interesting.
It is. I'm really interested.
I do try and put water in like the biggest container that I can. That way it's like, I feel like I have to finish it.
I drink more when I have a straw.
Yeah. See, I hate straws. Just takes longer.
Fancy.
And I don't like just like sipping on water.
Like you have to guzzle it?
I like chugging it.
Well, do what you gotta do.
Yeah. Maybe that's a bad thing though.
I was thinking we need to get you back into basketball. I feel like you're missing basketball.
Well, it's been tough though. I mean, there was a game.
I know, but there hasn't been enough consistency with other people showing up. So if anyone has a basketball league, Jake needs a team.
No, I think it's just about motivating the right people to go to that morning game because I like going in the mornings. That's great.
No, I understand. I'm just saying we should try to find you something that's a little more regular. It's good for you.
More on the regs.
Yeah.
Shooting hoops on the regs.
Okay, let's make a bet. Oh, wait. No.
What?
Nothing. Let's make a bet. What day next week do you think we'll do the podcast?
I think we'll do it on Wednesday.
I'm going to say...
Sorry, I touched
Monday.
You. Monday? Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Happy anniversary.
Almost. Happy anniversary. Our second anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you know what? We got an email last week.
I got nervous for a second, but then I remembered.
Yeah, from my friend. Speaking of old friends, there we go.
So our anniversary made you think of that?
I don't remember. I think it was just because we're like wrapping up. Hold on, let me find it. I'm getting it up on my phone. Sorry, everyone. What are you doing? Russ. Okay, so my friend Russ Holmes. Holmes. We went to high school together. I believe he was even in jazz choir with me. So we had, like spent a lot of time, you know, in music rooms together. He said, "Hi, Jake and Amy. I've been listening to your podcast for about a month and have really enjoyed getting to know you both better. I went to high school with Jake and we were in choir. I started listening because I saw Jake's parents were on. And since he was my choir teacher, it sounded like a fun place to start. I just had a quick question about what kind of equipment you use to record your podcast, as I've been thinking about starting up a podcast of my own, but really don't know much about that kind of equipment. Anyways, thanks for the laughs and keep up the good work." Aww. Russ Holmes.
Thanks, so. Russ. We are not professionals, if you couldn't tell. Oops.
I went ahead and responded with, you know, kind of our setup. It's nothing too complicated. If you're interested, I'd be happy to share the information.
Yeah.
But it's kind of boring.
So tell me, because I don't even know.
You don't know?
I mean, I'm sitting here. You usually get it ready for me.
That's true. We have, I have a MacBook, my computer, that I run Apple Logic on, which is the recording software. It's the step above GarageBand. And then there's this little interface. It's a 8-input Presonus Fire Studio, basically mic interface, so that we can plug our little... These are basically Shure SM58 microphones, and they're plugged into that interface. That's what it is.
Look at that.
So we just got two handheld microphones.
For now.
Do you remember what kind of microphones you used in your radio days?
Like I couldn't tell you what it was called.
Yeah, but it had like the big boom arm. And
yeah, I just move it on down. We'd stick eyeliners in it if it broke eventually. Yeah, but I couldn't tell you. Like, I know nothing about that stuff. It took all my strength to run the board.
Yeah.
I was so anxious. They'd be like doing a remote. I'd be like, what buttons do I hit?
Yeah. Running sound is tough.
Just did what I can do.
Yeah, it really is. But yeah, feel free to reach out with any fun stories or things you want to talk about. shortlistpod@gmail.com.
Please. We like to hear from you.
Even if you're like, hey, I listened today and that sucked. That's fine.
Or you guys are boring.
Get a life, nerds.
Go eat your dinner.
Tina.
Oh, we're lame. Okay, on that note. Good night. Love you. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
It's The Shortlist with Jake and Amy.